USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is addressing the crisis in Afghanistan.
Our only vital national interest in Afghanistan remains today what it has always been, preventing a terrorist attack on American homeland.
Biden returning to the White House from vacation early to speak about the nation, the Taliban effectively gaining control of the capital city of Kabul after the Afghan president fled the country. President Biden continues by explaining America's mission when it comes to the two-decade-long war in Afghanistan.
Our mission in Afghanistan was never supposed to have been nation-building. It was never supposed to be creating a unified, centralized democracy.
Tropical Storm Fred is making landfall in Florida with winds of around 65 miles an hour. The storm coming on shore about 60 miles from Panama City Beach. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Thousands are dead and even more injured following a 7.2 earthquake that struck Haiti on Saturday.
Drones flying over are being used to determine what areas are in the greatest need. We were able to get through to Cara Buck of Mercy Corps in Port-au-Prince.
People are in agony. People are on the streets. So many families are without their homes. Looking for help, looking for shelter.
She describes the hardest hit area in southwestern Haiti.
You know, high rates of poverty as well as hunger. A lot of the structures are, you know, have mud walls, et cetera, so really sensitive to conditions, earthquake conditions.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A new poll from Fox News shows that 59% of registered Democrats have a positive view of socialism, compared to 49% who feel the same way about capitalism. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The city of McAllen, Texas, has set up a temporary shelter for COVID-19 positive illegal immigrants at a local park. The location is removed from residents and businesses. This as the Texas Health Department says 80% of the people testing positive for COVID-19 in McAllen are illegal immigrants. Dr. Yvonne Lopez is a medical director at a hospital in McAllen, Texas.
Probably about 10 days ago, things got a little bit hectic, and we're making plans. We are working extra shifts. We are planning to get help soon from the state because the cases are increasing very much fast. We deal with suffering. We deal with pain. We deal with loss. But this is my first time that I see people suffering alone. And the only face and the only hand and the only probably optimistic words that they can have is from us.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Department of Homeland Security is suggesting that Americans with grievances over public health safety measures and perceived government restrictions pose a potential domestic terrorism threat. The Department of Homeland Security memo follows multiple claims from the Biden administration that white supremacy is the biggest threat to the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.